Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, in the news, Scottish Farming Minister Richard Lockhead was addressing the Scottish Parliament yesterday about the wide-ranging consequences to everybody that reforms to the Common Agricultural Policy will have. It's not only farmers that will be affected, as Richard told us as he went into the debate in Holyrood.
The Common Agricultural Policy in Europe is what delivers support to farmers to make sure they're viable when they're producing food for our tables, and of course looking after the environment as well, which is so important for tourism and other reasons as well. So that's why we have to make sure the negotiations that are forthcoming through 2012 into 2013 for the new Common Agricultural Policy, which will then be put in place up until 2020, is so important that we get Scotland's voice heard in those negotiations.
And as ever, we'll be following the negotiations in Europe as they go on this year, and there's some quite radical proposals on the table this time around. But for now, we're going back to that story about the giant German yogurt maker Müller's takeover of Wiseman Dairies. And yesterday, industry expert Ian Potter told us that although in the short term it's business as usual, in the longer term it could be good for farmers.
Well, at the moment we have three large liquid milk processors in Arla, Dairy Crest and Wiseman. When you've got three, it's the third one that creates the problems with the retailers, because they're always trying to increase their own volume. I think there's a general acceptance that if three could become two, the farmers would be in a stronger negotiating position.
And how do you think this could affect the smaller players? I'm thinking particularly of the MFR area up here. We have Claymore Dairies, which is now owned by Graham's. Will it affect that in any way at all?
No, not at all. I think they're a different operation. The likes of Graham's and Claymore and that, they offer a more tailored delivery service and more bespoke. I think they will continue, if they do their job right, to maintain their customers, and I don't see any way that this deal should affect the likes of them.
So pretty much business as usual you're seeing on the way forward then, Ian?
I think it's pretty much business as usual, other than the fact the brothers Wiseman will be jetting off with a few extra million, and obviously the Co-op First Milk, which is based in Scotland, they'll have 28 million to invest somewhere.
Can you see them doing that?
Oh, I think the Co-op First Milk will definitely invest that money, and hopefully they'll invest it wisely and to the benefit of their members.
And Ian went on to tell me there'll be more changes and takeovers yet to come in the future of dairying. It's by no means all over. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.